Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Today we're going to wrap up with Vince Orlek. Vince, we've known each other for quite some time, but we finally just met up like for the first time. So that's the power of social media.
In person, yeah.
So that's what he's going to be talking about today. And I would imagine he's going to talk about Snapchat, which is what he's doing right now.
Hi, everybody. There's a filter on Snapchat, by the way, right now. It's a geofilter.
But how do you use social media to get your podcast into the ears of your potential listener? I will be moderating this, but I will have to duck out a little early, so I'm sure to use my hands with Vincent. And all you, man.
Thank you. Okay, you guys all soaked with knowledge already from the last two sessions. I've been hanging in here. I know you've been listening to some great stuff. I just want to get a feel. I want to get a feel for the room. How many of you have a Facebook or Twitter account or Instagram or something using social media dedicated just for your show? So you're in here because you're wanting help on how to do that for the show, not necessarily for you, right? And so where I come from, a little bit about me, my business partner and I run a social media marketing agency, we do some other stuff too, called Brandish, part of the volunteer marketing group that helps out with ESPHS, which is a startup in tech community here in Phoenix. I run Social Media Club Phoenix, and then this is our little baby right here. Me and my co-host, that's our podcast. We're in the hashtag, it's about social media. We're coming up on episode 25. So I'm definitely not the veteran podcaster, like a lot of the awesome people here already. But I think what I can kind of talk about with this is what we do is try a lot of different things. We're testing a lot of different things to see what's going to work. And some things work, some things don't. In terms of social media and promoting your show and marketing your show and all the different tools. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. I have a little bit of background way back in radio and TV. It's not even with anything we do now. It's with anyone ever work in radio and part machines and editing, splicing, and that sort of stuff. That's when I was involved. What's that?
Linear
editing. That sounds good.
That sounds like a good term.
So a lot of what we do, even for our clients, and a lot of the stuff we talk about on our show, is applicable to what you guys want to do for marketing your shows and marketing your brands. Even though it's a podcast, you can really treat it like client, your brand, your branding, you want to push it out there, you want to do it a certain way. So I want to start with this question for you guys. How, this is not rhetorical, how do you actually, any volunteers, how do you connect with your audience on social media? Because that's what we're all trying to do. Our podcasts, when we're using social media channels, how are you connecting with your audience on social media? Anyone want to jump with that? Yes.
I cover crowdfunding campaigns, like they're at this time. And so I'll have a episode that covers, six machines or whatever. So I'll post a feed related to the show. But way after that, it's constantly focused on here this episode and then back this artist, here's my career crowd. So they're going to see it because I'm going to turn it. And a lot of times they're all retweeting that. And it's pushing people back to their campaign, but it's also promoting the episode. And then I'll go to all the other people who say, I just promoted this on my music for artist XYZ. I see that you do that. I, as the podcast, have a crowdfunding campaign, and they're like, you're going to have to use this. Oh, what's the thing about crowdfunding campaigns? Well, gee, maybe some people who did fax campaigns might be some people who are interested in the show about campaigns. So I'm not, like, kind of staying it, but I like the people who already like the show. Like, it's kind of that niche. And just make them aware of it.
That's great. That's perfect. I mean, there's major brands that like that have people in house, teams of people that don't do that. So awesome.
Anyone else?
Instagram's really easy to really connect with your audience. Just adding value, just adding comments or messaging people, or just seeing what they're doing, what they're up to.
So you also want other accounts and interact with them on your accounts.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. We're asking for opinions. So if from the inside point, which you mean through video games, asking people about animal keywords.
Directly related, but lots of people are
business. All good. Anyone else? And it could be any way you connect with your existing or potential audience. Any time.
Yes. I created a Facebook group also just for covering those kinds of things. It's not directly promoting a podcast at all. It's just, you know, some people listen to podcasts, some won't, which are more going to connect to content.
Okay.
Just go with it.
Hold that thought, because that's coming. You leave it to it, but I love that. For this, I want to just focus on really the three social media platforms that. If you have a podcast and you're trying to promote it, you want to actively promote it on social media, I would recommend highly that you have at least two of these channels dedicated to your show. Maybe all three. I mean, it comes down to more of a time thing, how much you're really trying to get it out there, what your objective is, Shannon. that's kind of a running theme today. So, the monster in the room. Facebook, right? I mean, Facebook, you can't get away from Facebook. All of it. I listed a couple of the things that I mean, we all know, potentially, that for your podcast, you want to have a page rather than a personal profile. Everybody good with that? There's a difference between a personal profile and a business page, brand page?
Yes. Is that in addition to your business? So I have a business page for my podcast, and then I have a separate page just for the podcast.
Good question. So is your podcast tied to your business?
Yes.
Personally, I would keep it the same.
Okay.
I would broadcast, I would push it out on the Facebook page for the business.
Yeah, okay.
I think with a lot of shows, it's not directly tied to the business. And it could come down to personal preference, but my preference would be to push it out there because your audience is on the page.
Right.
The little audience that sees it on. How many of you guys spend money, any sort of money, like Boost and Ads? It's that little blue button on your post that says Boost Post. So there's a strategy out there. It's called Dollar a Day. I put $5 a day. So you can literally do a dollar. When you have something that's really working well on the page, that's a prime candidate to boost it. When I say it's working well, it's organically. That means without spending any money. That means you just posted it and it's going gangbusters. And that's all relative. So on your page, I mean, the reach on your page for a post could normally be 100 people, 10,000, 10,000. You know what good reach is on the page from the numbers that it shows you on the post, right? You have an idea. If you see something that's really going well, boost that. Don't try to take something that's not really working well and put money behind it, because there's no reason to do that. As much as you might be tied to it, as much as you might think it's awesome, your audience is already telling you probably not the best thing to put out. At least not at first. Put the money behind the well-performing content that's already there. Start with a small amount. $1, $2, $5, $10. Run it for a day or for a day or two. target, pick a target audience. It could just be Phoenix. It could be a specific level of interest that people have. If you're lucky and you have an email list, you can upload that into your business page, and you can run ads to your emails. You can run what's called lookalike audiences that allow you to target people that look like the people that already like your page. So there's a good chance of them liking your content. You can also do retargeting. If you have, there's a piece of code in your Facebook, it's in the business manager. I can help you if you have questions on that. It's too much of an answer right now. There's a piece of code you can put on your website, your other website, and that will tie that website, those people, that video, that they go to the website, back to you on Facebook. So you can target them on Facebook, even though they may have never followed your page, they only went to your website one time, like by accident. Cookie them. You got a cookie. Digital cookie. Now you can serve them ads on Facebook.
Bruce.
Yes.
Another thing, you might be told to provide followers for your page. And I had a client that did that. He was all excited, and I opened up the Facebook page for Nails, and we have 500 new followers. And I went through them and had to show him this is not a human being. A human being does not like 1,000 pages. In fact, you know, this person, by the way, just joined a week ago. These are not humans. These are bots. They can't be humans. They're certainly not these planes of ours. So, yeah, those are absolute washout. Don't ever buy followers.
Yes, on any platform.
Yeah.
Instagram or Twitter or anything. There's a lot of websites you can go for a few bucks and buy 1,000 people. It's not ever going to serve a positive purpose for you. It might get account suspended. They're going to drop off within a few days or a few weeks anyway. You lose them. It's all bad news. So, Facebook groups and events. I'm definitely more of a proponent of the groups than the events. I also people like to set up Facebook events for their shows. I see you can do that for each individual show. When you go Facebook event. I think it's kind of hard to drive people to an event on a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly basis, whatever your show is. But groups are great. So just like, what was your name?
Garrett.
Garrett? Okay. Garrett, that was what you said is like spot on. So the group, you can set up a group dedicated to your show. That's great. The realistic probability of getting a lot of people in there or having it be worth your time to do that is probably low. So what Garrett did is, what's the topic?
It's crowdfunding.
Okay, so you evolved it around just this main topic that a lot of people are potentially interested in. And then maybe here and there, it happens to come up that you have a podcast, right? Or any comments when you're talking to people, say, oh, we talked about this on episode 2. Right? It's organic. It's natural. So groups are big. And Facebook has a huge priority on groups right now. They put all kinds of new tools in groups to allow you as an admin to run them and get engagement, connectivity. I mean, it's really powerful right now. They have a lot of effort behind their groups on Facebook. Facebook Live video, I'm sure a lot of you have seen this, done this, heard about it. It doesn't mean that you have to put your show on Facebook Live every time or any time. I know some folks that, like Justin and GoDaddy, the folks that do Facebook Live show there for them on the other domain, they do like a like 10 minutes of Facebook Live before they put their Facebook Live show up. So you can do something like that where it's a precursor, it's a tease to, hey, we're about to go record this show. There's a few minutes, here's what we're talking about today. We're in the studio, here's our guest, here's us, we're talking about this and that. And then it lives there, something like 8% of the views on Facebook Live come on the replay. So leave it up. And then you can reduce that if it's performable. Screen sharing, that's a new tool on Facebook that can function. We won't get too much into that, but just basically know that on Facebook Live videos that we screen share with the panel of the webinar. It's still new. I still see people having buggy issues with it where they're sharing and then when they stop sharing, it shuts off the live video. So just something to know about. Check it out. That could be something else that you say you're editing your show and you want to do a tutorial about how you edit your show. You do a screen share of, hey, I'm in Audacity. I'm editing. And you're over here and you're giving that tutorial. Live audio is relatively new. Have you guys seen or heard about the live audio on Facebook yet? So when you do a Facebook Live, you have the option on the top of the screen to switch from the camera to your microphone. And essentially, that's just an audio piece of Facebook Live rather than video. So if you want to do your actual show, you do it on Facebook. Don't get a mistake. Facebook, that's their attempt to stick their foot in the water and the whole podcast as well. To be determined. We'll see. They try a lot of things. Yes.
One thing, because I was testing audio quite a bit, and I know that when you use audio, that really drains the battery.
On your phone?
Yeah.
So probably not a 45-minute show,
Power
show, not a good idea. But it could be, you know, something again like a tease. And there's a curiosity factor still, because a lot of people really don't know. They're like, it shows up in their feed, and Facebook does push it to people's feeds a lot, because it is so new. Whenever they have a new kind of offer or product, they tend to push it to see, oh, maybe we'll check it out. So people will see it in their feed, and they'll be like, what is this? Where's the video? And answer the question, you can interact with them live. When you see their comments.
People kind of freak out when it happens. They're like, hey, Joe, and they're like, whoa, you answered.
Yep. Like, your video's broken.
Yeah, like, your video's broken.
So I got a question about the live audio. I see its potential if you're a solo podcaster. You've got three people in the studio, though. It's not going to sound
amazing. Right. All it is just, it's your phone. It's sitting, like, in the room. It's picking up
the sound going on.
To my knowledge, they don't have the, where you can look up, the microphone, a certain set of microphones or a mixer. Although on like Facebook Live on the desktop, on the laptop, you can use a different, you can default to a different microphone.
But it's still possible because you can't have one of your mics unless you've got your typical mixer.
Yep. And it's still pretty new.
It's
new. I'm curious to see how long it lasts.
It's going to be a social media stuff.
I don't use Wirecast either, too. So the Wirecast costs like $500, and that's what's going to work.
We're trying to keep it. All right, Twitter. Just basic rundown, hashtags and trends on Twitter. What you can try to do with Twitter, if you're not familiar with it, the hashtags and trending topics on Twitter happen all the time, every day, 24/7. There's some that you can kind of predict because it's not breaking news necessarily, but you'll see these hashtag national topic day or hashtag whatever. There's a website, it's called checkaday.com. I use it, it's checkaday.com if you want to check it out. It's a running calendar of like all the different days of the year that are national days. There's like 8 every day. It's ridiculous. It's nonsense. It's social media nonsense, really, is what it is. So it makes our job fun, right? I mean, a lot of it. Because it's not like the important holidays per se. It's food, animals, and hug day, and all this stuff. But if your podcast can tie directly or indirectly into these hashtags or the trend, it might be a good day. You know, you can schedule if you use some sort of a scheduler tool, like a Feed or a Buffer. Or even in Twitter. Twitter allows you to schedule in Twitter stuff too. You can schedule tweets that go out during that day that, you know, if it's something that directly ties to what you talk about on the show, like June 30th is Social Media Day. Right? So for us, we're tweeting, scheduling tweets to go out that day, but we're also interacting with people all during that day too. But it's good, it builds potential conversation builder, get some subscribers, I mean, what else? tagging people. Gary's mentioned that too. Mentioning and tagging people in tweets. Great example of that. Talk about people in your show, organizations, brands, what have you. Tag them on Twitter if you're tweeting. Use the at sign, find their Twitter handle, include them in your tweets. And say, you know, you don't have to be salesy about it or, you know, goofy, but you can, you know, talk about, you can mention that we talked about this on the show and tag the brand and do it in a way that's a little bit more passive than saying, hey, come listen to our show and talk about it. Twitter Live / Periscope. I mean, Periscope is kind of sort of far away. Twitter almost doesn't even have Periscope anymore. It's weird. It's Twitter Live, so live video. Similar to Facebook Live. Same types of concepts and ideas for that, but just on Twitter. You can go live. Video uploads on Twitter. The max is 2 minutes, 20 seconds. For videos that you can have a produced video and upload it into a tweet and have that go out. We'll get into that in a second too. Twitter moments, you guys, Twitter moments, you look at the Twitter moments ever?
Every morning.
I mean, it's an interesting news source, right? There's been some interesting stats on the analytics on Twitter moments on how many impressions they're getting compared to like some of the bigger news sites too. People are looking at Twitter moments more often than a lot of news sites. You can create your own. This one, that's a Twitter moment. We did that this morning off of the tweets from the hashtag of the email. So what happens is when you create it, it goes out as like a tweet from me. But if you show up in the moment section of the people that follow you. So, and then you have the potential that they're going to reach you in. So it's just a nice little extra. It can prevent, it can certainly make things fun. This one was pretty timid, pretty generic, because the tweets were generally, hey, come to the event, here's the sign in, and stuff like that. So, but if you have anything for your show, you can create a whole one. It doesn't have to be 20 different tweets. It could be a couple. Maybe less than five. I see something like two or three. That's just the way you get it out there.
Let's go on and talk about National X-Rays. There's a great Planet Money podcast called It's National Garlic Day. Who's making up these weird holidays? You must listen to It's a Weird Thing. There's actually an official registry. You have to listen to it. It's National Garlic Day. Who's making up these weird holidays on Planet Money? Okay, Planet Money. Planet Money.
Right. September 30th is International Podcasting Day.
Yep.
Just heard about this year.
He's got the shirt on.
Yep.
Okay. Sure. I'm doing a selfie with him.
Definitely a good day to tweet on your hashtag. Absolutely. So Instagram, there's the basics. We're posting news and videos. That over to the side. Business account. If you have an Instagram account, create an Instagram account for your show. Convert it to a business account. It's very simple to do if you go in the settings. It literally says, do you want to convert this to a business account? Click it, watch it through, it takes like 2 seconds. What that does is it gives you analytics on the account for Instagram stories, for followers, for everything. Native. So you just pop in there and look at stats and see what things, what Instagram stories have done well. How many people are watching Instagram story. Instagram Live, they just rolled out an update this week of basically it's based on Instagram Live now. So you can invite someone that's watching into the feed with you. It's split, so it's like a two-quadrant thing, and they're on the top, or they're on the bottom, or whatever, where it shows up, and it's like FaceTime. So, similar to FaceTime. Stories are big. I mean, I'm a big Snapchat fan, like most of my friends know. Instagram, basically, group off Snapchat.
Don't hate, appreciate.
I'm not hating, look, it's all good. I'm good. I've been using them all day. I've been using both, right? But it's different content at different places, different audiences. If you're not familiar, this is how it shows up on your Instagram top. So these circles will be there, and that's the people that you're connected to, the people that you follow. This means that they have a story. So you click on that, and it will take you to the story that's the size of your phone. It's whether you Snapchat or not, I don't know, but it looks like that. And then there's all these little things that you can do. So again, I made this. It allows you to do hashtags. There's a specific spot that says hashtag. Click it, type in a hashtag, and this will add it to hashtags in Instagram stories. So it's like a feed of hashtags in specific Instagram stories. Location tagging. This is big. This is big. Tag the location, and again, it will tell you there's a real optional button to press this location. Tag it, you tap it, and you can select the city that you're in. You can actually select really anywhere you type in. I would recommend typing in exactly where you are, whether it's the city or the venue, the building, the neighborhood. And then that puts that into that feed of that city. And I've had it happen multiple times, and it's not because I have like a million followers or anything, but when you tag the location, it triples, quadruples, you know, the views. So it can definitely work. It's not going to be every single time, but it happens a lot. It happens a lot. It's people that are cycling through that feed. Other channels to consider. Snapchat. See, I didn't put that in the main thing. I said it's another channel to consider.
I'm just saying that.
So with Snapchat, the fun thing I think that happens is these two new options. Geofilters aren't really the thing we're using. Clickable links. Geofilters on Snapchat, you can swipe through and apply like a city. It's an overlay, a graphic overlay to your facial video link. I made one, there's one running right now for the event we went tonight. Now they let you make it in your phone. In like it's a template. You use a template and make your phone. Boom. It's approved. It's $6. Shut up. There's no inclusion. But it's great to have, even for say you have a show. You can't put a website. You can't put a hashtag technically into these geofilters. But if you have a podcast about a certain band or a certain type of music, and that band is from the town, you can run a geofilter in the spot where they play, and just get exposure for the show. You could, granted, at like a stadium or something, it's probably going to be too expensive, but you can go get it on the parking lot. Snapchat lets you set up what's called a geofence. It's a digital fence around a certain area. You select. It's a process. And when you go through it, you select exactly where you want to go. And that's part of what determines the price. So you can range from $5 to $10. Clickable links. Snapchat now allows you to put links into snaps into your videos and pictures. So if you want to take a snap and insert the link, you copy paste the link, you can tell them to swipe up. That text literally in it, or it'll be on the bottom where it tells you to swipe up. The swipe up, it takes them to that site, to that link. You can send people to your podcast website, to your podcast link, your iTunes link, or your link. YouTube, you know, there's a lot of different things you can do with YouTube. That's really a decision that you have to make, because that's going to be effort to do a YouTube channel or even just a playlist. Something that's, a little bit of a cheat or workaround is if you're doing Facebook Live, you can take the Facebook Live videos, download them off your page, and you can just upload those on YouTube. LinkedIn just introduced video a couple months ago or so, a few weeks. It's, you can do it live. Oh, sorry, no, you can't do it live on LinkedIn, sorry. You can upload up to 10 minutes of video. The live thing is potential. Some people have it, they're testing it out. LinkedIn's really late to the party on live video and video in general. Medium. We tried using Medium for our show notes, our show website. It allows you to upload the show using the link to iTunes. And it populates right into the post. Medium is typically a writer's long form. Haven has a lot of good content in it. But it's also a good place to do something like that where there's a lot of traffic that goes there. It shows up in Google search results. Medium, so if you're a writer, if you're into creative content, you're going to do that around the show, it might be a good idea to do that. And there's another thing, publications on Medium, where you can crowdsource content. So it's similar to Facebook groups in that way, but this is actual content, so you can create a publication which would be around the show or around the topic. And it's basically like a publication, a magazine, a newspaper in a way. People can contribute to that. And you get to approve who does that. You control all of it after you have it. You can have people submit. It can be about topics related to the show, related to the topics that we talk about. Yeah, it's totally up to you. But it's just another source, another spot to have people go to learn more about your show and what you're doing. Pinterest is it's big enough that you can't. A lot of people are ignoring Pinterest, and it's actually a huge driver of traffic for blog sites. So if you go to a blog on your podcast site, potentially, you may want to consider pinning things from your blog on Pinterest. You can also put content up there, original content, onto Pinterest boards. So that's another thing you may want to consider. It's a lot of this stuff in this anchor, you create and publish shows natively, talk about hosting, they do, it's all one shot. It's go on and create a show, and call a friend, record a show, it's hosted through Anchor, it goes up to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, some of them deal with this too. So they're trying to really make things easy for consumers, but they're still very low on the total pool still. I would also recommend it's not up there, but my friend Rod is in here, and I would highly recommend his local app startup, Zcast, which allows you to podcast directly. You guys ever heard of AudioBrains?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done it?
No, the first time I saw him, I think it was on Tim Ferriss's Facebook, and I thought it was a really interesting way to kind of grab your attention.
You can do it. It's not that difficult. If you're interested at all in doing this, this is the website. It looks a little techy, but it's actually not that bad. They're coming out, they have a new paid version out, but I actually highly recommend this better. So this is how it looks. And it's pretty straightforward. You select the audio file, it pulls the audio file from your computer or wherever drive. Video resolution or wave type. So this is really cool because there's like 12 or something different wave types. You can have the big rings that blow up like this, you can have a different here, and then you can pick the position. So you can put that here, top, middle, the color. It's very customizable. Okay, so this is what I made one of these and uploaded it to Instagram. When you are going through the Instagram feed, if you follow us, then this automatically starts playing and these start moving. So even though audio is not defaulted on, typically if you come across this and it's moving, there's a good chance someone might tap to listen. And the image, same thing, is custom recorded an image you want to in the back of you. And then, there's not captions on this one, but you can add captions, you can change the font, change the spacing, size, it's all super customized. But these are good for content to upload on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you can do it for all the channels. And it's really, you see a lot of higher engagement on those. I try to typically keep it to under 30 seconds. A really usable clip, a couple sentences that someone might have said that's interesting, and then you go back and kind of caption it. I'm not going to say clickbait, but you put a question and say, oh, what did this person think about this? And there it is. I think the answer. Questions? Yes.
Is there anything, there's a lot of these different tools, is there anything that allows you to post all of them in one message instead of having to go to each one for each message?
Yes, so it won't let you, there might be some limitations, but so there's Buffer, buffer.com, and Hootsuite, Hoot, Suite.com. Those are really the two players. They both have a freemium model, but it'll give you like 5 free accounts to hook up. Well, I use Buffer. It's like $10 a month for 10 accounts. And I use that for clients, and I use that on the personal side. The one thing I would caution against is, and all you guys maybe have heard this before, but just putting the same exact thing across all the channels. Even if it's the same company, same podcast, tailor it. Try to switch it up. Because if I'm following you on Instagram and you're posting the same thing on your Facebook page, why am I following you? Or if you're following me.
So I haven't started the podcast yet, but I've got like I guess own media. I've only got like 100,000 followers on my page. And I've got like 50,000 followers for my group. So I guess the way I'm trying to figure out is, should I start with like a 30-minute, a 15-minute quick, hey, this is what we're kind of doing now. I don't want to just kind of like drag in the deep into the pool and ground of, hey, we're starting this podcast and you have to listen. It's more, let's get your temperature and get you used to kind of changing things a little bit.
The group and the page are the same.
They're still the same.
Okay. So the first thing is, you can now link groups to your pages. You did that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can also link the groups. The groups, you can recommend other groups. I don't have any ones that. Do you have any other groups that you manage?
I do have 30 other groups that I manage.
So. Any that would tie in some way back to you?
They're all pretty much the same. It's like a niche market where it's the same.
Great. So you can, have you seen a, or have you done it at the top of your news, you can put the recommended other groups?
And I've linked those all together too, so.
Perfect. So, I mean, that's probably even natively generating.
Okay.
Generating.
So I'm kind of on the right path.
Yeah. I think it's good to do an initial kind of announcement. Personally, I have no problem with that when I see that. It's when it's happening constantly slamming you with what it's going to show.
That's why I don't want to turn them off.
Yeah.
So,
you know, maybe it's a couple months.
Okay.
And you're going to know the kind of feel of the group. Like, some groups I'm in, people are like, do not sell. Don't spam this group. Don't sell this your stuff. Unless you're like a buy sell, or a sale. And there's others that are like, so here's a good example. And it's actually good to be in the New York Times podcast group. It's up to like 15,000. And they run a really good group. What they do is on Saturdays, is self-promotion Saturday. they literally put a post up saying, do you have anything that you're working on, your show, or audio, something audio related, put it in the comments. And you'll get 300 comments in there of, here's my show, here's my feed, and all this. And on Sundays, they'll do another similar thing that's not self-promotion. It's more like sharing what they're listening to. So it's sort of public. And that's really where a lot of this ties back to. If you can find a way to really convert other people, like you don't talk about it, just show having guests on the show and going on other shows and being a guest, like we're all trying to lift each other up. And that's really what all this is. Too many people look at all these channels and say, I can just blast it all out. And I have to get listeners as well. And this is how I'm going to get listeners, telling people to listen on the show. That's not how you're going to get listeners. You might get some loading, especially up here. That's not how it's going to happen. It's going to happen when you're interacting, when you're sharing, when you're helping other people, lifting other people up, focusing on what other people are doing, and then you'll get it. That'll help.